What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, one slow night, she was closing the restaurant, saw someone walk across the dining room toward the hallway. When she followed to see who it was, there was no one there.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Why, we thank you so much for listening. And remember, if you have a real ghost story, that's what we do around here. Share your ghost story with us. You can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you could become a premium subscriber if you want. No commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes, and Harper is with me today.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good. We've got this story today about this girl who's working in a small Italian restaurant, but it's not my sister's restaurant. Because I'm like, when I'm looking at this story, I'm like, this kind of sounds like my sister's haunted restaurant.
Hey, maybe it secretly is.
Maybe it is. Maybe one of the former waitresses submitted this story. I don't know. But my sister's restaurant's pretty haunted. That's the one that my other sister, Kathy, who's on the show, she lived in the upstairs apartment, then the restaurant's down below, and there's been a lot of things that people have seen in that restaurant.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like there was a little girl there one night. We were just talking about this, my sister and I. She was like, she's like 5, 6 years old. And she asked her, where did that lady go? And they're like, who are you talking about? And she described her. She was just right there. I was like, nobody. Nobody's right there.
Ooh, yeah. That creeped me out.
And then one time she had somebody pull up in front of the restaurant. One of her vendors come in. I don't know what, you know, she sold, if it was their bread or who knows. But anyway, she pulled up and she was on the phone or something and looked up and saw Cheryl in the doorway. And then she went in a couple minutes later, finished up what she was doing. And she walked in and she's like, wait a minute, did you just change your clothes? Cheryl's like, no. Why? And she goes, you were just standing at the door and you were wearing white. And Cheryl's like, no, I've been in the kitchen. And she's wearing her black work t-shirt.
Oh, I am not a fan of that.
Yeah. But they have amazing food. Absolutely amazing food. So it's worth dealing with a few ghosts.
Spaghetti with a little hint of death.
Yes, a little side of the paranormal, if you don't mind. I'll take the pasta, the special today, along with some disembodied voices. if you don't mind. Some unexplained
phenomena.
Oh,
can I get the garlic bread? Can I get the garlic bread with the man in the top hat who's just a shadow?
That would be awesome. Just have him stand over there. Well, here's a story today. It says, I've been listening to the show for a while. I work in a small Italian restaurant. It's not the only strange thing I've experienced, but it's the first one that ever really made me stop and think maybe there's more going on around us than we realize. At the time I was a college student, I was working at a little family-owned Italian restaurant to help pay for school. It wasn't a big restaurant at all, just a cozy neighborhood spot where a lot of the same people came in every week. The building was pretty old, but when you're young and you're trying to get through classes and shifts at work, you don't really think much about that kind of thing. So one night in particular, it was really slow. The last table had left earlier than usual. The kitchen had already finished cleaning up. Everyone else was heading out, and I was the last one out front finishing up the closing side work before locking up. I was rolling silverware for the next shift. My mind was completely somewhere else, thinking about school. I remember going over everything I had to do before class the next day, and I was really deep into my own thoughts when something caught my attention out of the corner of my eye. I looked up and saw someone walking across the dining room. Well, it startled me because I was sure the restaurant was empty. The last customers had already left, and I hadn't heard the front door open. The figure moved quickly from near the entrance toward a hallway that led back to the restrooms. This so sounds like my sister's restaurant. At first, I thought maybe someone had come back in without me noticing. Maybe they forgot something or they thought they could sneak in to use the bathroom. But something about it felt strange. The person was tall and dressed in something long and dark that hung down past their knees. I didn't see a face or any details because it happened so quickly, and mostly I saw it out of the corner of my eye. I remember just sitting there for a second thinking, did I just see someone? I set the silverware down, walked toward the hallway to see if they needed help, but the restrooms were both empty. I checked the hallway again to make sure I hadn't missed anything. Then I walked back out into the dining room, looked toward the front door. The door was closed. The restaurant was quiet. At that point, I honestly just stood there feeling a little confused. I had been sure I saw someone walk across the room, but no one was there. So I finished up my side work, locked up, went home, told myself I probably imagined it because I was distracted and tired from a long shift. But after that night, I started noticing little things about the building I hadn't really paid attention to before. Every once in a while, customers would ask if the restaurant was haunted. Usually after coming back from the restrooms. A couple of people mentioned seeing shadows in the hallway or feeling like someone else was standing there when they were alone. At the time, I always laughed it off, but there was also a part of the building near that hallway that always felt colder than the rest of the restaurant. Not freezing, just noticeably colder when you stepped into that area. One afternoon during a slow part of the day, I went to check the restrooms and one of the sinks suddenly turned on full blast by itself. The handle had to be lifted to start the water, and it was pretty stiff, so it wasn't something that would move on its own. It made me jump, and I remember saying out loud, "All right, not funny," before turning it back off. Things like that didn't happen all the time, but enough people mentioned odd experiences that you just started to wonder a little. It wasn't until much later that I learned more about the history of the building. Before it was ever a restaurant, the place had actually been used as a small school many years ago. From what I was told, clergy from a nearby church used to teach there and were sometimes even the head teachers. When I heard that, it immediately made me think back to the figure I saw crossing the dining room that night. The clothing I remembered seeing was long and dark, the kind of thing someone like that might have worn. Of course, I can't say for certain that's what it was. I only saw the figure for a second out of the corner of my eye. But I worked there for quite a while after that, and the building always had this feeling that it had a lot of history left in it. Nothing ever happened that made me feel like I was in danger or anything like that. But that moment when I looked up from rolling silverware and saw someone walking across the dining room when I knew the place was empty is something I've never been able to explain. So that's my story. Thanks for the show, and thanks for reading this, Laura. See, I think that's interesting when a haunting like that happens. when you're just not even thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing something super mundane. Rolling silverware seems to go on forever and it's boring. And that's why you would be thinking about what you're doing the next day in school, the assignments you have to get done, all the things you have to do.
Yeah.
And then to see somebody walk by, it would be like, wait, 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 wait.
Who's that? It really makes you kind of stop and think where it's like, I really wonder just how many ghosts maybe people encounter on a day-to-day basis without realizing it.
Right, because say the restaurant was full, she would never have even noticed that. She would have just thought it's a customer getting up to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I wonder, too, sometimes when a place is empty, though, if you're more likely to encounter maybe sometimes the noise and the commotion, especially of a restaurant. There's so much going on and people in and out and waitresses back and forth that maybe there's so much activity that you don't always notice it and feel
yeah.
it, or maybe they're kind of hidden from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's funny, at the theater that I bartend at on the weekends, it's normally like no big deal. And then at Christmas time, some weird things started happening again. And one of the girls who works there said, she calls it, what does she call it? She has a name for the ghost that she made up. I can't remember what it is. Mo, that's what she calls it. So she says, well, I think Mo's just unhappy. There's been too many people here lately. And I'm like, oh, that could be it. It could be like when we've had a lot of shows going on, a lot of full houses. It's just a lot in and out. Maybe the ghost is like, God, can you ever just stop around here? You know?
Maybe.
But that would be so strange to find somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see somebody walking. And then how brave of Laura to be like, I have to go see what this person needs.
You know, I would clock out.
Yeah, right.
I'd be like, you know what? I've rolled enough silverware. I'm going to.
Well, and certainly there had to have been a dishwasher or somebody still in the building.
Yeah.
You know, it just makes you wonder. It's like I would have gone for help before I would have gone myself to look. Because I
would have left.
I don't know that I'd have gone to Ghost right then, because I don't think she did. But I would have gone to robber, rapist, crazy person who might try to kill me, you know?
Any of the above is still a situation where it's like, no, I'm going to go.
Exactly. So how brave, but that might have been like her just not thinking that through.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Okay, well, let's go to this caller.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the show. This is Michael from Washington State. I'm just calling to tell you my story. I moved in the basement of a friend's house. It was one room, big living room, one bathroom. Perfect. No problem. Didn't have a kitchen, but hey, I could cook other means. Anyways, the day I walked down there was creeped me out, but it was affordable. $200. Anyways, I lived there for about a year or 2 years. And every night I used to get a cold chill down my back. It was the same time every night. Watch TV after work, whatever, the same thing. And one night, I had a choke chain that was, you know, metal dog chain hanging off my door. It started swinging and beating against the door. My door was metal. And it was really, you could really hear it. And so I stopped it. And by the time I could turn around and walk back to my couch, it started doing it again. That kind of really creeped me out. So I took it off the door and put it on my top of my refrigerator. I moved out of that place, and about 2 years later, me and my fiance showed up over there, and she's a sensitive. I didn't know that at the time, but she is. And anyways, we walked down there because my friend said he had a wedding present for us down there, and so we went out to go check it out. I didn't want to go down there. I never told her story or nothing about anything. I went ahead and went down, and we stand there looking at it, and cool, you know, it's a nice stereo, blah, 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 and She said, "Who's that?" I'm like, "Who's who?" She said, "A man and dog just walked in to the bathroom." I'm like, "Oh, bull crap." We went in there and there was nobody there. We got done doing what we were doing. We went upstairs and we talked to my buddy Rick, and she told him what she seen. And he's like, "Oh, I forgot to tell you." I'm like, "Tell me what?" He said, "The guy that used to live here, that before we bought the house, he fell down the stairs and landed on his dog, killed him by breaking his neck, and killed his dog by landing on him." Anyways, that was kind of creepy. Somebody that walked in not knowing anything about the place, and me living there, having these cold chills every night, and then dog chain swinging. Yeah, that kind of creeped me out a little bit, but after that, me and my fiance got married, and then we started a paranormal company. So I got more stories for you. I'll fill you in on that later. More creepy stories, I guarantee you. Thanks for your show. I love listening to it every night after work. And keep doing what you're doing.
So that's an interesting story.
Let me ask you this. What would you do in that situation?
If I saw somebody walking in?
Yeah.
With a dog?
Yes.
I don't...
Would you attempt to pet the dog?
Well, yes. I think we can both answer that at the same time for me. Of course I would. But I would ask, and then nobody would be like, "Wait a minute, that person's looking at me very strange. Oh, no." that's really strange. And then to hear that story, and by the way, that's a super sad story.
Yeah.
You know, that they died that way, and then the dog died.
That's so sad. I hate hearing about pets dying and people dying, but mainly pets. Pets are better than people.
They often are. But I don't know. It sounds like, you know, and his girlfriend, it sounds like she just thought she saw some people and that was weird. Mm-hmm. Like, who are they? And then that's an interesting story when you find out everything. That said, I think them forming a paranormal team, pretty good idea. Because she, I think, would be pretty good to have on a team.
Yeah.
He might kind of bring the skepticism to it. She's going to bring the kind of the psychic side of it and maybe figure some stuff out. I think that's a pretty good idea.
It's like the whole Scooby-Doo gang. I mean, they could just take the ghost dog and that's their Scooby. Problem solved.
That could be it right there. That was easy.
Hey!
Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show, advanced episodes, access to the archive, then you can become a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty,
and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a not not.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi there. We are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a not not.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi there. We are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a not not.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi there. We are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a not not.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.